Chapter 2. Trust Your Own Brilliance. Can you remember who you were before the world told you who you should be? Danielle Laporte. There is so much noise out there about all of the different ways to achieve success. At any minute of any day, you can access a free call, a webinar, an article, a YouTube video, or a personal development book dishing out advice on how to make millions of dollars, attract your dream clients, and build an empire. There are so many different opinions, schools of thought, and philosophies on what works in entrepreneurship. You've probably heard most of these. Work less, work more, work harder, work smarter, hustle, take a break, build systems, delegate, get processes in place. The list goes on. And while there is lots of great advice out there, I'm going to share with you the missing link in all of this. You have got to be authentic. What the hell does that mean, though? What is authenticity? According to the Merriam-Webster Dictionary, the word authentic means real or genuine, not copied or false. One of the first things you need to think about when creating something for the world is your own unique fingerprint. As I've said earlier, you do something that nobody else in this world can do. Even if you are one of millions of women who bear the same title or have the same business model, you will still do what you do in a way that no other person ever will or ever has. Getting into a mindset where you can truly trust your own brilliance is paramount. Trusting your own brilliance means believing in your own voice, in your own story, in the power of your words, in your instincts, and in your passion. There is a reason why you do what you do. Something led you to do the work you do. Something inspired you that is authentic to you. And when you tap into that, you give your clients and your audience something they've never had before, and something they'll never get again from anyone else. You give them yourself. But being authentic is scary for many people, and I get it. When you stop hiding behind a facade of what you think you should be doing, you become vulnerable. When you show your true self, you risk judgment, ridicule, and rejection, to name a few. But you also give...